Hello, my name is Sarah Crowner. This is my first institutional exhibition in Mexico and my first time showing in Puebla. So I was invited to the Museo Amparo by Ramiro Martinez after having a few conversations in New York in my studio about my practice and my work in general. And since I've been spending a lot of time working and traveling to Mexico for various projects, I was coming here quite often. I work with factory or a ceramic workshop in Guadalajara and Jalisco called Ceramica Suro. And I've been working with them for about 10 years. So together we've done about 10 projects with terracotta tile. I've done walls, platforms, ceilings, but this is my first institutional installation with the terracotta tiles. It's a new pattern that I designed. It's based on a snake skin and the scales of a snake. And so there are 350 square meters, I believe, of courtyard here in this space. And my idea was to cover the floor with a raised platform covered with these cobalt blue snakeskin tiles. And so some of the things I was thinking about when I came up with this idea were the metaphor of the snake, which is one thing, and also the feeling of water and the feeling of nature. As you can see, we're standing next to a fountain and we tiled around the fountain. I like this idea that the water was flowing outside of the fountain and flooding this courtyard with blue. Another thing that happens with the tiles, since they're outside, is that due to their reflective nature, they're shiny, they're glossy, they reflect the sky, they reflect the clouds passing by, the movement of the sun. And so in the end, the platform, even though it's built using building materials and it's very concrete, it's actually become very ephemeral and changes due to the light and the time of day. So that was one thing. And then going back to the idea of the snake and the pattern of the snake skin, I think about the metaphor of the snake a lot within my work as an artist. I think about the way the snake moves through space. The snake moves sideways, kind of like this. So it's not moving in a straight line. And I think as artists, I am always looking to the left, looking to the right, looking around me, rather than sort of like trying to make work or create work in a straight line. I think moving this way is kind of a little bit more interesting, and you can gather more inspiration and more ideas. There's also the idea of the snake that eats its tail, which is a constant metaphor of the way that one painting leads to another. And ideas are always being digested and redigested and turning into something new. So I thought the snake was a great metaphor for this show. So we start here, and then this is outside. And also snakes move inside and outside all the time, right? So let's think of the snake as moving inside to the next galleries, and we can talk about that.